Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Egypt attacks Islamic State strongholds in Libya. Egypt carried out a second round of airstrikes in eastern Libya Monday. Swift retaliation for the massacre of 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians by Islamic State militants in Libya. Libyan military officials say the bombings killed dozens of militants and several civilians in the IS stronghold of Darna. The Libyan Air Force joined the airstrikes, which targeted militant weapons supplies and training camps. Danish Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt says there is no indication that the gunman who carried out deadly attacks in Copenhagen at a free speech event in the city's main synagogue was part of a terrorist cell. She says a 22-year-old gunman was born in Denmark and that police knew him for several criminal acts and gang connections. Authorities have not named the gunman, but several news agencies in Denmark have identified him as Omar Abdulhamid El Hussein. The attacks are drawing strong condemnation from France. Lisa Bryant reports.
Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo traveled to Copenhagen to express her solidarity with the city and its people. She and the city's mayor, Frank Jensen, vowed to defend free speech and democracy. In a radio interview Monday, French Prime Minister Manuel Valls said the threat is particularly high in Europe and that France will remain on high alert. The attacks have particularly alarmed the Jewish communities in both countries. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The three West African countries hardest hit by Ebola have set a target of reducing new cases to zero within 60 days. The presidents of Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia made the pledge after closed-door talks in Conakry. 9,000 people have died in the epidemic. This is VOA News. The Nigerian army says a town in Borno State seized by Boko Haram insurgents last month was recaptured. The army says the operation involved airstrikes and led to the capture of a number of insurgents, as well as truckloads of food and supplies meant for Boko Haram fighters in the town of Baga. The day-old ceasefire in eastern Ukraine appeared on the verge of collapse Monday as pro-Russian separatists and Kiev's forces exchanged artillery fire in Debaltseve, the rail hub where rebels have surrounded Ukrainian troops. The separatists offered Kiev's fighters safe passage out of Debaltseve if they laid down their arms. But Ukraine promptly rejected the idea, saying the city lies within its territory under the truce negotiated last week by President Petro Poroshenko, along with the leaders of France, Russia, and Germany. Eurozone ministers gave Greece an ultimatum Monday to request an extension for its debt bailout program, despite Athens' strong objections. Eurogroup chairman Jeroen Dijsselbloem says Greece would have the rest of the week to come into line following inconclusive talks in Brussels.
A request should come with an unequivocal commitment from Greece to honor all its financial obligations to its creditors and, of course, to assure stability in the financial sector.
The Greek government is arguing that conditions attached to the bailout package have plunged the country into poverty. A visit by Sri Lanka's new president to India is giving fresh momentum to relations between the two countries. Anjana Pasricha has details.
Sri Lankan and Indian leaders sounded upbeat after holding talks Monday in New Delhi, noting that Sri Lankan President Maithripala Sirisena had made India his first stop abroad. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi called it a moment of unprecedented opportunity.
Our destinations are interlinked.
The Sri Lankan president's decision to make India his first stop out of the country is seen as a sign of his intention to put relations back on track as he seeks to rebalance his country's foreign policy. Mr. Modi is to visit Sri Lanka next month. Analysts say the challenge for Sri Lanka will be to balance ties between India and China, whose financing it will continue to need. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
A major winter storm is threatening a large part of the eastern United States with 15 to 30 centimeters of snow. The nation's capital, Washington, is preparing for up to 30 centimeters of snow. In Boston, more than 2.4 meters of snow have fallen this year and another 20 centimeters expected by Thursday. Along with the snow, the eastern United States is experiencing record-breaking cold, with temperatures in some places more than minus 30 degrees Celsius. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Kusulweti cha mukwenu lwanga mukwenu muchelela yende menji
lwaja mumuchilala kwa bende tumva kwa bende sunga keba jishimane kukuku mujimu waso mpina u lwaja mumuchilala kwa bende tumva kwa bende sunga Bajishimane kukuku Mujimu wansu kuinau
Mukalenga lwa jambongo
Mukalenga lwa jambongo Meshi kuinau kwa kukwata mujimu Musome damu kwa lulongo Wae mujinda bakufesha Wae jilolo bakufesha Mwene bitu kenda kulomba 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 kutu kwa tonda biaku Mujimu wa makanya bakufesha Mulenyo amala bakupesha Wita pamulu melwa jambongo Shaka fuchi mabanza Bitu bia bende ukwata mabanza Bakufuta uteka jiyoyo
Mukalenga lwa jambongo
Mukalenga lwa jambongo Neshi kuina ugwa kukwata mujimu Musombela mugwa lulongo Wae mujinda bakupesha Wae jilolo bakupesha Mwene bitu kena kulomba 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 kutukwa tonda biakun Mochu wa makanya bakufesha Mulanyu wa mala bakufesha Witaba mulu melwa jambongo Shaka fuchu mabanza Bitu bia bende ukwata mabanza Bakufuta uteka jiyoyo
Mulu melwa jambongo
Mulu melwa jambongo Lwaka jamako bane mishete Papaya ya bache sombe luchende Uti nilubombo nilutulu Kamu tumisha kujibene jelene Ya mwapa umu kunzi Kunzi fulangeng Yoswa vijishima kwa butumbi kwen Mwena mafie mulumelu ajambongo
Mulumelu ajambongo
Mulumelu ajambongo Lwaka jama kubane mishete Babaya yamba chisombe luchende Ujini lubombo nilutulu Kamu tumisha kujibene jelene Ya mwapa umu kunzi Fulangeng, pionso vijishima kwa butumbi wen Wena mafie, mulu melwa jambongo Lwa jambongo chilala kwa bende Chumfwa kwa bende sunga Yeba jishimane kukuku Mujimu wanso kuinau Lwa jambongo chilala kwa bende Chumfwa kwa bende sunga Yeba jishimane kukuku Mujimu wanso kuinau
Vete lunga nyibwa buku ata mujimu Kwele meji kuka bende kajiti yoyo
Yo!
Cuando llegue a cuelambo tutagusha.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
do you feel you can have a say in your local government affairs?
Actually, I'm not a politician and I really don't like politics. And politics is just a game of lose and win. It's a game of cats and rats. So I don't think I really have something to say.
The current setup of local governments, they are practicing the politics of exclusion, whereby groups such as the youths of which I belong are excluded from the government, from governance affairs.
Of course, that's part of me. I want them to speed development because a local government is formed in order for the interests of the local people. But if they don't perform their duties, I have to raise my voice.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Pressure. Putting you up by you.
Krishna, Nega Uponja, Baba Krishna. Faka pressure, faka pressure, faka pressure.
brings a smile to your face, doesn't it?
African Music Mix.
The African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Kama umezali wa Afrika, lazima wajua kukatika.
I like this miss, and I encourage it nevertheless. Nameless, she's so manless. Look at the way that she's shaking her waist. Oh yes, I like this miss. Won't you let me do good?
Like the way that the teacher play. Come on, what do you say?
Hello.
You a young man who likes to have fun. What do you do?
Yes.
You like the way that the teacher play. Come on, what do you say?
Hello.
You a young man who likes. What do you do?
Futa, 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 oops.
Sarilisa, easy. Shika west na kukaka birika. Wakati umefika, ooh. Sakatika, ee, baby boo. I like you. What must I do to get close to you? Ah, guza, kaka, sasuku, maka, na kulipu, kaka, bazooka. Futa, oops. Everyone like to have a little fun, so shake your bum like a true African. Everyone like to have a little fun, so shake your bum like a true African. Everyone like to have a little fun, so shake your bum like a true African. Everyone like to have a little fun, so shake your bum like a true African.
The African Music Mix.
If you're looking for tunes, you've come to the right place.
African Music Mix.
The African Music Mix on VOA.
Yeah.
Message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Staying healthy is important to everyone, but it is particularly important if you're a woman expecting a baby. Women should get competent medical care as soon as they realize they're pregnant, and they should follow these general guidelines to increase the chances of having a healthy baby. Eat a variety of good foods with nutrients, including fruits and vegetables. Wash your hands and wash your food before preparing it. Also, wash your hands right before eating. Don't drink alcohol or smoke. Avoid pesticides, paint, or strong chemical cleaners. And decrease or eliminate coffee or tea. All these things can improve the chances of having a healthy baby.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
one and all. This is Ella Andel, otherwise known as Miss Ella from Trinidad. Keep listening to the sweet songs of the motherland here on the Voice of America's African Music Mix.
miss an hour, you miss a lot. The African Music Mix on the VOA.
From Niger to Bongo, the African Music Mix.
The music continues on VOA's Africa Music Mix.
out on important questions. The question today:
do you feel you can have a say in your local government affairs?
If the youth have no say, it means that everything that the people are going to make, whatever decisions they're going to make, is going to affect us. And since we're the highest percentage, we're going to revolt and rebel, and then they're going to say that, oh, the youths have gone against the government, or they are planning a coup or something like that, which is wrong.
I think the government sometimes, when you express your feeling as a citizen, they take it wrongly. Sometimes they could even use it against you. For example, we as a musician, we feel like that we could educate the government about the thing that we see around. But sometimes what you could say or you could use in a song could be totally taken wrong, and you could even be jailed for it. So there's no freedom of expression.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Yeah. Reporting. Egypt carried out a second round of airstrikes in eastern Libya Monday in swift retaliation for the massacre of 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians by Islamic State militants in Libya. Military officials in Libya say the bombings killed dozens of militants and several civilians in the Islamic State stronghold of Darna. The Libyan Air Force joined the strikes, which targeted militant weapon supplies and training camps. Analysts say the Egyptian bombing could also signify a change in military policy. Heather Murdoch reports.
Ziad A. Akol, a senior researcher, says the airstrikes could signal that Egypt's policy against Islamic State might be changing. In the past, he says, Egypt has supported the Libyan military mainly with training and capacity building.
I don't think that they will continue in that manner. I think that Egypt is about to rethink the pattern of its involvement within Libya. The real policy change, I think, is coming on the way.
The shift, he adds, is unlikely to mean Egyptian troops on the ground. However, he says Egypt has strong economic and security reasons to fight Islamic State. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
The Nigerian army says a town in Borno State seized by Boko Haram insurgents last month was recaptured. The army says the operation involved airstrikes and led to the capture of a number of insurgents, as well as truckloads of food and supplies meant for Boko Haram fighters in the town of Baga. The army did not say if the operation involved troops from Niger, Cameroon, or Chad, the three countries currently helping Nigeria fight the Islamist extremist group. This is VOA News. Three West African countries hardest hit by Ebola have now set a target of reducing new cases to zero within 60 days. The presidents of Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia made the pledge after closed-door talks in Conakry. The Ebola virus has killed more than 9,000 people in those three countries. Danish Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt says there is no indication that the gunman who carried out deadly attacks in Copenhagen at a free speech event and the city's main synagogue was part of a terrorist cell.
This is a young man of 22. He's a Danish citizen, born in Denmark. He was known by the police for several criminal acts, including severe violence. And he was also known to be linked to a criminal gang in Copenhagen.
Authorities have not named the gunman, but several news agencies in Denmark have done so, identifying him as Omar Abdulhamid El Hussein. The United States says it is gravely concerned over the deteriorating situation in and around the eastern Ukrainian town of Debaltseve, where pro-Russian rebels are refusing to honor an internationally brokered ceasefire. The U.S. State Department says 129 rebel ceasefire violations have been recorded since late Sunday, along with five deaths. Spokeswoman Jen Psaki described the violations reported by the Kiev government as aggressive actions that threaten the ceasefire agreement announced last week by Russia, Ukraine, Germany, and France, which calls for government and separatist forces to withdraw heavy weapons. North Korea honored its former leader Kim Jong-il on his 73rd birthday Monday with fawning praise for his political achievements and for his opposition to the United States. VOA's Brian Patton has more from Seoul.
An Chan-il, president of the World Institute for North Korea Studies, says these holidays are important to bolster the Kim family's legitimacy and hold on power. He says North Korea is effectively utilizing these days to reinforce its citizens' loyalty towards their leaders. In the West, the former leader has been a subject of ridicule and derision over the internal North Korean propaganda that lauded his so-called achievements, how he wrote 1,500 books and three operas over 3 years, or how he sank 11 holes in one the first time he ever played golf. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.
A major winter storm is threatening a large part of the eastern United States with 15 to 30 centimeters of snow. Washington, D.C. is preparing for up to 30 centimeters of snow. In Boston, another 20 centimeters expected by Thursday. Along with the snow, record-breaking cold with temperatures in the minus 30 degrees Celsius range. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
You're listening to the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Afrojuju shina pita sigba ti wa lode Afrojuju shina pita sigba ti wa lode Tele tele ri e ti jori si wishi Swebe I jori dirindi e mu fo lara Ijo shina sagbade we ilu shina re ti lo se lara odo Eja wa lapon ti o yo E lo gbo mi lapa na shina gode Eja wa lapon ti o yo E lo gbo mi lapa Oti le mu kaperi akala mago Oti le mu kaperi akala mago podo legberun odun dandan ni a o ni gbo pele du mare e wori sha o e ja wa la ko ti oyo e jo e la gbo mi la ka na shina gode e ja wa la ko ti oyo ti oyo e la gbo mi la ka na shina gode afrojuju ni jonu dudujo fufunjo e wo ba won shina mani abon se njo afrojuju afrojuju ni jonu magbara wai wai ara Bawa lai bagwa pa mawi
On important questions. The question today.
Do you feel you can have a say in your local government affairs?
Actually, I'm not a politician and I really don't like politics. And politics is just a game of lose and win. It's a game of cats and rats. So I don't think I really have something to say.
The current setup of local governments, they are practicing the politics of exclusion, whereby groups such as the youths of which I belong are excluded from the government, from governance affairs.
Of course, that's part of me. I want them to speed development because a local government is formed in order for the interests of the local people. But if they don't perform their duties, I have to raise my voice.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
المليون يا كالدي ما قولوا يا ما يبوش العقل وعلى شتو ما شكلوا يا أنا المليون يا كالدي ما قولوا يا ما يبوش العقل وعلى شتو ما شكلوا يا غادي نقمص وندي واحد على سهر واغ يتجيب يا سليم ولا نبنع البحر ويا ندي واحد على سهر واه يجيب يا سليم ولا نبدا البحر ويا
than honey and less than half the calories. The African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Mchana ujara rafu nataka wazuri kama Rashida Wanjara Madem wazuri bongo watu nabeba vinara kama wendo meshindwa stop Mane 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 it's all about a Benjamin Joe apacho na ne siwe kama Ojamil Siku wa manane baka six in the morning baka wendo nasema stop Mane 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 it's all about a Benjamin Joe apacho na ne siwe kama wewe Ojamil Siku wa manane baka six in the morning baka wendo nasema stop Waliolala wacha simuliwa Walo kuwemo wacha cheza na kuimba sema Aneba ni watakubaliwa Ipatini kwa wenye kili za kuzaliwa Waliolala wacha simuliwa Walo kuwemo wacha cheza Aneba ni watakubaliwa Ipatini kwa wenye kili za kuzaliwa One for the money, two for the show Three beba hane, four daughter blow Duli number one, bonge labi show Kutoka geleza ne, mitalia kalia ko I say, one for the money Two for the show, three paper hand, fondo tableau. Duly number one, bonge labi show. Kutoka geleza ne, mitalia kaya ko. I say, gonga, songa, abasi songa mele. Adoka ni papamba yani vitu vya mbele. Dada, chonjon, kitu cha pele pele. Levanta chabo, goma kama mbele. Gonga, songa, abasi songa mele. Adoka ni papamba yani vitu vya mbele. Dada, chonjon, kitu cha pele pele. Levanta chabo, goma kama mbele. Waliolala wacha simuliwa Walo kuwemo wacha cheza na kuimba sema Aneba ni watakubaliwa Ipatini kwa wenye kili za kuzaliwa Waliolala wacha simuliwa Walo kuwemo wacha cheza Aneba ni watakubaliwa Ipatini kwa wenye kili za kuzaliwa
Alapati kumechiwe Pancho lati Gitaa
Walo kuwemo wacha cheza na kuimba sema Aneba ni watakubaliwa Ipatini kwa minyakili za kuzaliwa
waliolala watasimuliwa, waliokuwemo watacheza. Nebani watakubaliwa, ipatini kwa wenye akili za kuzaliwa.
Sasa kongele manalumango marumbo mpaka Masaki. Sungwe, gagaja gamea kongiri.
Waliolala watasimuliwa, walokuwemo watacheza. Nebani watakubaliwa, ipatini kwa wenye akili za kuzaliwa.
Now when we don't know. What does Africa sound like? Find out on the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Let your fingers do the working and your emails does the talking. Send us an email from wherever you are to just where we are in our studios in Washington, D.C. Email us at africanmusicmix@voanews.com. africanmusicmix@voanews.com. We can't wait to hear from you at the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Já bateu.
simu vivo Sui voce moia bo beleza Coração já bateu
Da minha alma, da minha dor
Message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Leaving your home in an emergency can be very disruptive, both emotionally and physically. The stress of relocation is especially hard on children, who naturally look to adults for answers to the new uncertainties in their lives. So if your family is in this situation, reassure your children that they're safe and that you will protect them. Let them talk about their feelings and establish a new routine for eating and bedtime. Playtime is important too. All these things can help a displaced child feel a bit better, knowing that the family will be able to one day regain control and get on with their lives.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Abu Bongo Dakeda Soma, Abu Bongo Dakeda Supermassi, Moroba Moro.
komara balada mono ba muru besuchi ma biala balada
African Music Mix.
Looking for tunes, you've come to the right place. The African Music Mix on VOA.
Amen.
Award for a musical journey throughout the motherland on the African Music Mix.
Searching for the songs that will soothe your soul? Look no further than the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
It's all up in here, gonna make it nice and clear. Come over here, my dear. Let me get before it. Why you in fear? Take away the romantic. Take a glass of liquor. I'ma get for better. I'm the selector. We came to get down. And I think that before I put a rhyme down. Hip hop is in me, son. And I ain't number one. I'm always on the run. Yo, I ain't even done. I came to have some fun. I ain't scared to take the beat on. Any MC, take a note. While you're trying to cope enough with my words, you might feel my verse. I say stuff that you ain't never heard. I make you feel like a nerd. See, I'm that girl who be trying to make it to the top. We try to maintain. We all look for fame. We try to fit in this rap game. You be making money your number one aim. That affects your brain. Make you go insane. Drink some champagne. Control the situation. Don't let my words cause confusion. I just want to have a celebration.
So all my people in the house, you better bounce to this.
Everyone who wants to get down, bounce to this. We gon' bounce to that ounce. We gon' fool around and we ain't gonna stop till the break of dawn.
So all my people left to watch, you better bounce to this.
Everyone who wants to get down, bounce to this. Why your head's down low? I was hopeless, now I'm more hopeful. I'm making music to capture your soul. You be dropping rhyme, but there's no tomorrow. Go with the flow and start from zero. Make your way through to a hero. I'll be representing for all the women. Y'all think I'm faking. This is the way that I love rapping.
So all my people in the house, you better bounce to this.
Everyone who wants to get down, bounce to this. We gon' bounce to the ounce. We gon' fool around and we ain't gonna stop till the break of dawn.
One more people left to watch, you better bounce to this.
Everyone who wants to get down, bounce to this. We gon' bounce to the ounce. We gon' fool around and we ain't gonna stop till the break of dawn. Break of dawn. Causing me stress, all you can do is show your faces. I know you wanna become famous, but you useless, that ridiculous. Go home and check how I bust the microphone. They come and enter my zone, get down in my disco. Listen to my single, start champagne popping, make the party rocking. This ain't no junior whacking, this is serious rapping. We out for the dollar, yo, I ain't no sucker. Trying to be my lover when I got the cheddar. Are you a friend of foes? Stop acting like a hoe and come and show me how you can get crazy, cause it's a party.
So all my people in the house, you better bounce to this.
Everyone who wants to get down, bounce to this. We gon' bounce to the ounce, we gon' fool around and we ain't gonna stop till the break of dawn.
So all my people left to right, you better bounce to this.
Everyone who wants to get down, bounce to this. We gon' bounce to the ounce, we gon' fool around and we ain't gonna stop till the break of dawn.
So all my people in the house, you better bounce to this.
Everyone who wants to get down, bounce to this. We gon' bounce to the ounce. We gon' fool around and we ain't gonna stop till the break of dawn.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
do you feel you can have a say in your local government affairs?
If the youth have no say, it means that everything that the people are going to make, whatever decisions they're going to make, is going to affect us. And since we're the highest percentage, we're going to revolt and rebel. And then they're going to say that, oh, the youths have gone against the government, or they are planning a coup or something like that, which is wrong.
I think the government sometimes, when you express your feeling as a citizen, they take it wrongly. Sometimes they could even use it against you. For example, we as a musician, we feel like that we could educate the government about the thing that we see around. But sometimes what you could say or you could use in a song could be totally taken wrong, and you could even be jailed for it. So there's no freedom of expression.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Appel à Sarkozy, ça c'est l'essentiel.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Egypt carried out a second round of airstrikes in eastern Libya today in retaliation for the massacre of 21 Egyptian Christians by Islamic State militants in Libya. Libyan military officials say the bombings killed dozens of militants and several civilians in the IS stronghold of Darna. Libyan warplanes joined the strikes. Meanwhile, Nabil El Arabi, the head of the Arab League, called for the eradication of those who massacred the Egyptians.
It is with a sad heart that I convey my condolences to the people of Egypt, Muslims and Copts, all the people of Egypt, to the government of Egypt, to the president of Egypt, President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who is doing everything possible to counter this phenomena, which has to be eradicated completely from the earth.
Nabil El Arabi, the United States government is expressing concern over the deteriorating situation in and around the Ukrainian town of Debaltseve. Pro-Russian rebels in the town are refusing to honor the recently brokered ceasefire agreement. The U.S. State Department says 129 rebel ceasefire violations have been recorded since late Sunday, along with five deaths. Rebel commander Edouard Bassarin said Sunday separatist fighters would not observe the truce in that town. The Nigerian army says a town in Borno State seized by Boko Haram insurgents last month has been recaptured. The army said on its Twitter feed today that military operations to clear fighters from Monguno and other communities were successful. It said the operation involved airstrikes and led to the capture of a number of insurgents. This is VOA News. Danish media are reporting that the gunman who attacked a free speech seminar and a synagogue in Copenhagen was a former convict who had recently been radicalized, perhaps while in prison. Lisa Bryant has more.
Danish media have identified the suspected gunman in the Copenhagen attacks as 22-year-old Omar Abdelhamid El-Hussein. Police shot him dead early Sunday outside an apartment building after he opened fire. Like the Paris shooters, El-Hussein comes from a Muslim family and he has a prison record. Danish security services say he may have been inspired by the Paris attacks. The targets for the Copenhagen attacks were similar to those in Paris, where gunmen attacked a satirical magazine and a kosher supermarket. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
In Copenhagen, the prime minister joined about 30,000 people outside the Cruttenden Cultural Center for a vigil honoring the victims.
We have received expressions of sympathy and support from leaders and people around the world. It has warmed my heart and all Danes deeply. We are so very grateful for all the support that we have felt.
Eurozone ministers gave Greece an ultimatum today, insisting that Greece request an extension for its debt current bailout program. Greece strongly objects to the idea and wants changes to the program. Eurogroup chairman Jurgen Dijsselbloem, who is also Dutch finance minister, said after inconclusive talks in Brussels, Greece had the rest of the week to come into line.
Given the ongoing discussions about how a program should work and a future arrangement for Greece should look like, we simply need more time. And the best way for that is to, at this point, extend the current program.
The Greek government has thus far rejected that option, arguing that conditions attached to the current bailout package have plunged the country into poverty. The European Union is giving close to $270 million to Zimbabwe, the first direct aid to President Robert Mugabe's government since the bloc imposed sanctions in 2002. The three West African countries hardest hit by the Ebola outbreak, Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia, have set a target of reducing new cases to zero within 60 days. Singer Leslie Gore, who hit the American pop charts in 1963 with this song, It's My Party, has died at the age of 68. Her partner says Gore died of lung cancer at a hospital in Manhattan. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
On n'oublie pas.
do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today.
Do you feel you can have a say in your local government affairs?
Actually, I'm not a politician and I really don't like politics. And politics is just a game of lose and win. It's a game of cats and rats. So I don't think I really have something to say.
The current setup of local governments, they are practicing the politics of exclusion, whereby groups such as the youths of which I belong are excluded from the government, from governance affairs.
Of course, that's part of me. I want them to speed development because a local government is formed in order for the interests of the local people. But if they don't perform their duties, I have to raise my voice.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Nana Nim Dambu. What's the open number? Tell her no. Nashiotela, Gomatela. Sin and finest on a number lale. Pamitin to put to Kanguro. Panama Tela no Dambu. Se você está na minha, deixe de ler.
خفی با ای خبوفی
بندو سه کنن من با تو نمه بزا کنن من با تو نمه بزا کو باش تا بستا پیش مفاوان بودو تو.
We'd love to read your letters and fulfill your requests. Our address is Voice of America, The African Music Mix, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20237. Our address is Voice of America, The African Music Mix, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20237. We'll be waiting at the African Music Mix on the VOA.
bye.
Something new coming out of Africa. Find it here on the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
To the south and the east to the west. The African music mix plays only the best right here on The Voice of America.
On y va, c'est parti! Ready, Papa Mukuluku. Vaincu en Côte d'Ivoire. Ouais, pendant que ça agit ailleurs, nous on prend pour faire concept. Disait le oui, c'est très très fort. On y va. Agrippa, 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 on se traîne, on bouge, on saute, on descend, on descend, on descend. Agrippa, 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 quand tu cures le poulet, c'est comme ça, il m'a affaire à suivre. Hey, y'a niqué ça, ouais. On y va, grip, grip. Allez, grippa, 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 grippa. On pousse, la souplesse dans le corps. On tourne, on descend, on descend, on descend. Je souffre. Depuis Paris, allez, j'en vais la rabou, reste ma bête à la gala, ma boue, grippe à guette, je dis, sois les corps, grippe à guette, je dis, sois les corps, je crois pas, je crois pas, je crois pas, ta maman t'a fait. Appel à suivre. On va ramer, ramer, ramer. Y'a n'est que ça, ouais. Ramer, ramer, ramer. Au corps de Rio. Allez, ramer, ramer. Allez, on y va. Écoutez, ça, c'est mon style spécial DJ Lewis. On y va. Sigi, sigi. Allez, bouge, bouge, ma bête à la gala. Bouge, bouge, ma bête à la gala. Sigi, sigi. Wawa. Allez, wawa, wawa, wawa. Bouge, wawa, wawa. Assez ma bête à wawa, wawa, wawa. Assez ma bête à wawa, wawa. Ah, papa Simon, tu vas c'est ta casse. Aïe, 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 petit bisou, petit bisou, gros bisou. Affaire à suivre.
j'ai pas bien dit, je dis ça de ce corps. Je crois pas, je crois pas, je crois pas. Ta maman t'a fait garçon.
For in-depth news, analysis, and information, visit our website, voaafrica.com. That's voaafrica.com. We're always there for you.
Quand on te ferme une porte, je t'ouvre une autre plus grande que celle dont tu avais avant. Sincère. Mamanina, Mamma Lionel, Stella, Grandina Laissa, Steven, Ites, Tonto Aimable, Papa Eddie,
Ousimam, Burakoye, Chérie, Windu Kabagi, Mamma, oh, Mamma, Mamma, Ama go, 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 Ambaraza kumutima wanje Sije nabigombye ntegere mama niko byari byandiswe ho byandiswe Kimicha yatumbaraza yatusonge sibe kandi mukunda ubukunda koko na kwibagira nawe kwitwa karamwa Tatuaje kumutima we, ubuna koko na pibagira, oyo kwitwa karanga. Tatuaje kumutima we.
Amaira mesi nagenda changa, nabona benshi banshaka. Ariko urukundo nari ngufitiye,
Agatiro kanje oh, oh. Esu kunu na kuyumbango oh, oh. Ekavyandu tira kyose Naririnda kukeba guzwa Kwanga kono herayo, no herayo Yachumita, yachumbaza Yachusonga elisiri
Imani bagiruayo Nikururu kwizera gusa Amaira mesu nagiye ndatsango Nabona, nabona, yeah. Esu kunu na kuyumbango, kabyandu tira kyose. Naririnda gukera guzwa, oh yeah. Kukwanga kono helayo, no helayo.
Yachumita, yachumbabaza, yachusonga elisiri.
Kipampa Irve Maisha Nabi Babu kunda we, ay, la vigorada.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The beginning of the rainy season raises the risk of cholera and dysentery. These are infections of the intestine that cause cramps, severe diarrhea, dehydration, and sometimes even death. The diseases can be spread when floodwaters carry human waste. And even after the rain ends, the tiny organisms that cause the diseases can continue to live on in stagnant pools of water. That's why it's so important for you and your family not to eat contaminated food or drink bad water. Only drink bottled water or water that's been boiled or purified. Peel raw fruits and vegetables before eating them, or even better, cook them for at least 5 minutes and eat them while they're still hot. Finally, make sure you wash your hands with soap and water before eating. Taking these steps will help you and your family avoid serious disease.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
There is always something new coming out of Africa. Find it here on the African Music Mix.
African Music Mix.
And now, another song.
Tu café, tu bravani, tu café, tu bravani, tu café, tu silavanit tijarak silavanit tijarak silavanit tijarak silavanit
The African Music Mix, where genius meets rhythm on The Voice of America.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today.
Do you feel you can have a say in your local government affairs?
If the youth have no say, it means that everything that the people are going to make, whatever decisions they're going to make, is going to affect us. And since we're the highest percentage, we're going to revolt and rebel. And then they're going to say that, oh, the youths have gone against the government, or they are planning a coup or something like that, which is wrong.
I think the government sometimes, when you express your feeling as a citizen, they take it wrongly. Sometimes they could even use it against you. For example, we as a musician, we feel like that we could educate the government about the thing that we see around. But sometimes what you could say or you could use in a song could be totally taken wrong, and you could even be jailed for it. So there's no freedom of expression.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
He held the best, he held the best. They must sing a challenge.